Well, I've decided to talk about the introduction to Australia, and I've chosen the pages which deals with crime and transportation. And I also want to explain the difference between men and Aboriginal men and women at that time, and how the European treated them. From the years 1788 to 1886, approximately 160,000 men, women, and children were deported to the antipodes. Many of those men and women and children were first free when the existing was abolished in the eastern regions. But that was a late time, and many of the people have suffered under horrifying and very poor conditions. And it was sad for all the people when so many people were transported together. They were also an easy target or prey to epidemic diseases. And it is also clear because the treatment on board on the ships was maintained with a rigor, and a lot of the people became very depraved. Only one out of five convicts sent to Australia was female, a woman. Many women were abused and treated unequal. It was often for the Aboriginal women that they were assaulted. So yeah, you could say that the indigenous people had no opportunity to protect themselves against the highly developed European. And European men saw the women, Aboriginal women, as their little legitimate offspring. And well, it has not been healthy for a lot of people at that time. And yeah, you could say that Australia has had a very rough past.